Okay, hello everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here to do some healings tonight. And we're going to experience a brand new healing the Light Ship brought forward just like today. So we'll be able to experience that. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And we'll have Sylvia come on. You there, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. I'm here and I'm so happy to be here tonight. This is a very exciting evening with this double show that you have and also the new healing from the Light Ship. So welcome, everyone. We're so happy you're here. We'd love to hear from you on the BBS Fast Chat, which is a great way to write in with your questions for Ron. For anyone who's not familiar with that, just click on the Creation Light Ship Healing show on the BBS schedule for this evening, and you'll see a window that has the phone numbers to call in. And on the end of that, you'll see Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. And you can just click on that, and you'll get a window where you can write in with your questions. It's as simple as that. So look forward to hearing from you. And our topic for this evening is transcending ego consciousness and moving into the higher consciousness of love. So we'll be talking about the difference between working with the divine for healing and working with the various earth-based modalities that are available to us here. And I think to start out, we're going to have Ron activate the light being for us so that she can be present with us and she can be called upon for healing and guidance throughout the show. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so just scroll down on your screen, click on, if you're not already there, you probably are, but click on Creation Light Ship Healings. Time frame would be from 7 to 8. And as you click on that, you're going to just scroll down a little ways there. And you pass the fast chat, little square, then you go to the flower, and then underneath that is a beautiful light beam. And we're going to activate her right now, so she'll be with you for these astral two shows. You're going to be doing the show that Troika St. Germain has. She's away on vacation, exploring her past over in Europe. And she allowed us to be on her show for this next hour after ours. So I want just get that beautiful light being in front of you right now. And here she comes. You can start to energize this photo. And I have my screen up right now. And we're going to put some energy in there. And here she comes. So she's starting to energize her photograph for you. This takes normally about 10 seconds for her to integrate with the photo. And then it takes about a half a minute for her to actually change and put her presence into it here. So she's going to now activate the auric field around her body, those light rays coming from her forehead. And you might even see them change a little bit. Just kind of blink your eyes if you don't see much changing, and you will see a change normally when that happens. And for my monitor, it's getting a little brighter. Colors are getting a little more defined. And I see her having a human presence in her face. And it's starting now to stand out on the monitor. So it's becoming a little more three-dimensional. And now she's starting to emanate love energy from her into all of your heart centers. You may also see her eyes change a little bit as they emit more white light. You can look into her eyes and just feel that depth going all the way back inside of her, back to the universe here. It's just very, very beautiful. So how are you feeling and sensing this, Sylvia?
Well, it's wonderful energy, and it was it's always so fascinating to watch. You know, in my monitor, it went from just kind of a little bit blurred image to having her really clearly kind of come forward a bit, a little bit more three-dimensional, and the love and feeling from her eyes is just very strong.
Okay, so what we're first going to do is get rid of some entities. So I'll just start doing that here, and at the same time, on the fast chat, Jim from Amsterdam wrote he wanted to know about implants in people and energy vampires. Well, boy, that's a mouthful there. The implants we do get, some are invisible energetic implants. Some are from extraterrestrials that are positive and also negative. So I'll talk about the negative ones first. A lot of those are typically, which everybody knows about, I would hope that they're like tracking devices and they can also change your consciousness. So that's a little bit on that. I won't go too far into that. The positive ones are there are light ships, there are Federation ships. I don't call them light ships, though. But the Federation ships that are in the light, okay, these are extraterrestrial beings that work in the light and are here to help us, okay? They can also do healing work with you. One of those teams might be called the MAP program. And the MAP teams are from the White Brotherhood. And I've heard a lot of people have good success by using them. But there are also other beings that you hear about of that have actually helped us with medical problems. And what they can do is put a medical implant in you. And this can help to regulate maybe your blood pressure, your hormones, your heart rate. And those are all positive things. So there are positive implants. There's doctors out there that I've heard about who, when they see something like that in someone, they just yank it out of them, not knowing what they're doing, assuming that an implant should not be in the body. So an implant could be just like what we have here, is like a pacemaker. And, you know, you don't want to have that ripped out if you have one. So there are these extraterrestrials out there that are in the light that are here to help us, and they do put in implants, yes. But the negative ones are the bad ones. A lot of those are actually invisible. So that's, I guess, how I could answer that question there. As far as energy vampires, that's kind of, people do that automatically, too. They'll take your energy from you. So right now we're going to do some work now. And we're bringing more of your spirit around you right now. So you may feel a warmth around your body. Okay. And again, just kind of relax. With the light ship, their technologies are the highest form of technology that you could ever think of, because they are creation energy. They have your complete spiritual blueprint of your body and your spirit, so they know who you are. That's why they can materialize your spirit up on the light ship instantly for you. And this I do on a lot of my sessions here. And right now, we're bringing these energies back to you, your spiritual energies, different parts of your spirit, these fragments, and on the count of 10, and more of you are going to come back into your bodies now, and you should feel a little heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have Nancy Sue on the fast chat here. So, hi, Nancy. So we're going to do some more entity clearing, and again, you should maybe feel energies leave your body. You may feel aches and pains actually leave you physically during this process. And here we go, collecting more of yourself. Remember, you can't have anything come into your body unless you're cleaned out. Because if you're full of yourself along with entities and your glass is full, you can't stuff anything more inside. So you have to do a clearing first in order to accept more of yourself. So here we go, coming back more into your bodies. And your spirit's been healed, so it'll come in wholeness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, do some more clearing here. Great. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so what I have mentioned before on other shows is that normally our spirit does not want to come in past our waist because it's just too hard to be here with all the traumas that we go through. And then when it doesn't go past your waist, then you may start having leg problems because your spirit is there to heal your lower part of your body too. But if it's not there, it can't do a very good job of doing this. So what we're going to do is put you in now through your feet. So normally your spirit comes in through your crown chakra, through your heart chakra, whatever way it needs to, but it doesn't normally come in through your feet. So we're going to do that for you right now. So, and it may be a little dizzy doing this possibly for some people. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body and now have you come in through your bottom of your feet and your ankles and your knees and your waist, and you're in now. And you're going to come out again in the same process. Feet, ankle, knees, waist. There we go. And same thing. So we're going in and out and in and out. And you may feel your legs tingle. In and out and 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 in and out, 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 and in and out and in there. So if anybody felt that, you might want to go on the fast chat here and just let us know how it felt for you. It's a lot easier sometimes doing that than it is to do a phone call. So we're going to do another process here. We're going to have you get dropped down into your heart center. So we're going to take your waking consciousness and move that into your heart center so you can be more at peace with yourself and actually be with your spirit, with your consciousness. So here we go. Just visualize like an elevator. The 10th floor is, say, your forehead, your thoughts, and the first floor is your heart. And if you want to visualize a little triangle going down like you see in the elevators, moving down each floor, you can do that. And this is not a meditation. You have to be in your body for all these healings that we do. So here we go. From the 10th floor, going down to the first where your heart is and your spirit. So here we go. 10, dropping down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, that should be great. And you're in your heart center now, so you should feel pretty much at peace. And what we're going to do now is a brand new healing. Do you want to describe it, Sylvia?
Well, this is a brand new healing from the Creation Light Ship. The Light Being Doctors will be working with each one of you that wishes to participate in this. And the purpose of this is to, the best name that we've been able to come up with for it for now is transcending the ego. And the ego consciousness tends to be a consciousness that sees kind of things from a position of fear or earth survival or that kind of thing, sometimes with duality and so forth. And basically, this is basically to help you to get centered in your heart with your spirit and have that connection to the divine source right there and move into the consciousness of love. And it's a wonderful experience, and we'd like to know how you all experience it after the sampling that Ron does. Of course, when he does the individual healings with people, it's a whole lifetime clearing, and it's actually amazing how these divine beings can do so much in such a brief amount of time. And Ron, maybe you can talk about that as well, as how do the light beings do this when these kinds of things normally would take us years and years and maybe lifetimes of working on these things, and they're able to just take care of them in such a brief time.
Yeah, whenever I work with anyone, you actually have many light beings working with you on the Creation Light Ship, and they're able to access everything about you, and that's how they do their clearings. So they don't work on typically just one aspect of a clearing. When I do the emotional clearings, they clear everything. Where down here, what you'd probably do is you'd start to think about something that bothered you, and then you'd work on it and work on it and work on it, and then you would eventually have this process done for one particular emotional clearing that you needed. Well, with them, they do everything at one time. So they're into doing this on a complete, very high consciousness level, so that when they're done, you are finished. And that's why the healings are so fast and also actually life-changing. And you don't have to repeat them. So whatever they do, it happens very, very quickly. So what we're going to do now is this special clearing. So we're going to go back. I'm going to do this for probably, they're saying to do it about 6 times, okay? So this is the same process that I would normally do with you on the emotional clearing. We go to the chakras. They just use the word chakra because it's what everybody's used to. But the clearings do work with the chakras, but only about 1% would be actually chakra related. So here we go. What we're going to do now is move the ego portion of you, which is a little different than, I think it's the ego blueprint. We're moving into the heart center or your shadow self. And this is going to be quite interesting here. So I'd like people to comment on it if they would on the fast chat. So just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. So here we go. We go from this point in time to your last birthday. So 6 cleared, 5th cleared. Boy, a lot of energy. 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, next you're back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Remember, we're dropping the ego into the heart center. Surrendering the ego. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, some more energy there, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more time here, another year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so I'll just let you sit with this energy here. I'll put some music on. If you'd like to communicate to us on the fast chat, you can do so now also. Thank you. Okay. So that felt wonderful for me. I feel very, just my heart's really opened up. It's kind of hard to explain how I actually feel because it's such a wonderful experience. Just an openness in the heart center, a lightness, just wonderful. So
it does
my
feel
new clearing
like,
that I'll
like
be doing for people. But you should first have a few of the other clearings before you have this one here so you can accept the energy very nicely. Otherwise, it may not work well to do this process right off the bat. So I'd recommend at least doing the emotional clearing and maybe the mental clearing first on it. So we have some, let's see if we'll check the fast chat here, refresh it here. And
here we have Nancy Sue commenting that she says, wow, I feel so much lighter and brighter. Thank you. And Jim, a sense of clarity. I know for myself, I felt a lot of warmth and just kind of a loving presence and feeling in my heart and felt very relaxed and very kind of lightened up. And like you said, you felt kind of a opening of your heart. It almost feels like the energy or the love is like extending outward from my heart. It just feels great. Love to hear from others if you're on. Like Ron said, this is a brand new first. You're experiencing it for the first time today. The light beings and the light ship brought this to us as a special healing for today. I wanted to also kind of go back and address a couple of things Jim had said about, you know, he had the question about implants. And Ron, you talked about that a little bit. But I don't know if people know that that's one of the things on your website, that if people are having any kind of situation with that or entities that you work with them individually with the Creation Light Ship to take care of that. And that's a very wonderful healing for people to get.
Yeah, that's great. And also, you know, we do house clearings too. That's kind of, a byproduct. So what I have is people just send me their floor plan. They draw it out on a piece of paper. Then I do a scan on it, and we can release these entities from your house. So that's a very, very good thing to have done, especially if you're trying to sell a house. If you're in real estate or you're selling a house and, you know, your house doesn't feel quite right, then people aren't going to want to buy it. So anyway, I'll just pass that along too. But the entity clearing of a house is very nice. I have people who I've dealt with before. They go, yeah, we bought this house, you know, older house, and it has a lot of rooms in it. There's just one room we just really don't want to go into. So they do the door closed all the time. So they're just not using a room that could be available to them. But anyway, that's the entities that hang out there, and we can deal with those too. So we're going to do, we'll have the light beam come up again here. So if you want to just scroll in on your screen.
I believe we may have a caller.
Okay.
Is anyone there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Ron?
Yes, you're a little faint. You can talk a little bit louder, maybe.
Okay. Ron, it's Shirley in Arizona.
Well, hi, Shirley.
Hey, I haven't listened to your radio show until Joanne told me you were doing this tonight, and so I'm listening, and I was real happy that you did the last few years clearing because I just wanted to let your listeners know that I'm one of your biggest fans, as you know.
Yes.
And I about 11 people in my family have had the emotional healings. I had mine about a year and a half ago. That's why I was glad you did this little thing right now. It is truly life-changing. And, you know, I don't know what people felt on the radio, but when he does them, you are different. You know, you may not feel different the first day, but as each day goes by, your whole life is, you're just lighter because things that have happened to you that would take a psychologist your whole entire life and your total income to do, he can do in an hour. So I just wanted to, and I don't know how to do that fancy stuff where I guess somebody can type a question in. I had to call.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all. I just want to say hi and thank you. and I'm
listening.
You're
very welcome.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's so wonderful hearing from you. Yeah, and if anybody is in that same boat where they don't want to use the fast chat, it's totally fine to call in. We love to hear from people, and it's just wonderful what you had to say.
So we're going to do another sampling here. We'll do an emotional clearing, and this is what I feel is the most important thing you can do in your life, is this emotional clearing to help yourself. So here we go. This is what Shirley was talking about. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So, just take a look at your life now. Go back maybe the last couple years or so, and you should be able to feel the trauma being released from you. It's instantaneous. The light shift takes away the trauma, the pain, the anxiety, the fear of situations that we have experienced. And these situations that we have prevent our spirit from coming into our body fully and doing the healing work that it needs to do with us. So this is one byproduct of this healing. It also heals your emotional body, and it also heals your physical body. And so, you know, we mentioned about, say, entities or ghosts, you see. So what we're doing, if you had this healing done, I'm just kind of off on left field here a little bit, but if you had this healing done and for some reason you were to pass on, your emotional body, you know, would be elated because it has nothing to deal with. And then it could go back to the earth energy. Otherwise, it's going to recycle and try to find other people. So for that, it's a benefit. I never thought of it that way, but yes, it's, you know, the emotional bodies are what you want to heal here. And these are the entities. So, and they're all over the place. People die every day, and they're not being, you know, dealt with. And then they come on like hitchhikers. I think you have another caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And I don't particularly like hypnosis.
Yeah, but I don't do anything with hypnosis at all.
Actually, the countdown technique is a standard hypnotic technique.
Well, it could be, but the light ship uses that to control
the energy. I know. Well, the whole thing about it is I'm not prejudiced against it. Actually, there's been some very miraculous things done through hypnosis. It's just I think that people's will should be made stronger, and that our goal is to make it where everybody grows within themselves. And I know that you're working for that goal, and you're trying to help them do that, but I'm an energy healer. And
what question do you have to ask me?
And there is no cure, but a cure that you can do for yourself.
Well, that's, you know, the light ship will help you.
Oh, absolutely. So, you have a magnificent opportunity right now. It's one of the best opportunities we've had for a long time, and things are in total chaos because of the fact that we have to let go of the old and move into the new.
Yep, that's why I do the emotional clearings. You're 100% right there.
Okay, and therefore, and all of us, if you know something about spirits, all of us have some dark spirits in us, and they all have some light spirits in it. And if you wanted to be scientific about it, you would say that there are zillions of microorganisms that exist within our body that allow the survival of life. If you wanted to be Buddhistic about it, you would say that every one of us is a world. If you wanted to be quasi-scientific about it, you would say we live in a holographic universe that we're all just a fractured image of the holograph. And so therefore we can see everything. If you want to get into the magical viewpoint, you go to the kahuna. And you would say, there is the animal self, there is the ego self, and there is the higher self. The higher self is the Aumakua. And that's the next level above us. But at any rate, our goal is to move forward and move into harmony and to stop destroying the world, because the world is being destroyed by our emotions.
Yep, that's correct. And the planet is an emotional planet, so we have to learn how
Oh, absolutely. The emotions, especially people's emotions.
Yes. And the planet's emotional, too.
This is Earth crisis.
Came here because they wanted to experience.
And we are coming to a crisis point. But it doesn't mean that the Earth shall be destroyed.
Okay, so
that's a possibility.
Okay, we'll probably ask for another
call. But we can change it.
Yeah, the Earth doesn't have to be destroyed, no.
No.
Heaven and hell is on Earth.
There
to do the process that it's doing.
The world of hell is within you, and the world of heaven is within you. Which do you choose? The person who was on before you was very strong in the ego chakra.
Okay, we need to get on with our show, though, so I just only allow maybe a minute or two for people to talk. So.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Michael.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, hey, you have a wonderful night. Aloha, Rohui. Give you my blessings.
Okay.
Thank you. Blessings to you also.
And may we make it through, all of us.
All right. Absolutely. So thank you very much for calling, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so we have something on the fast chat here from Tammy. Mother Earth and elements can heal entities. So I guess she's asking, can the elementals help heal the entities? I haven't really looked at that aspect yet. As of this point up to now, I don't see entities leaving. And so, and some entities have been here for thousands of years. So I would say, just from that, by their track record, that they're not doing it, okay? I'd like to think they could do that. And then her next question is, light ship heals emotional bodies on the ship. Why can't they heal it on the ship? Good question. Thank you, Tammy. So on the light ship created your body, your physical body. And it has a blueprint to that. I mentioned on other shows, basically our body was created by the light. And then at some point we may have had some genetic engineering done to us. So we are like an extraterrestrial life form that's here. That's why there's different types of appearances of people, different skin colors, different even mannerisms. So that's all from other races of extraterrestrials that are seated here, basically. So I think we're probably all in agreement there. You know, there's people, people with brown skin and, white skin and dark skin, and there's all different types of species here, but we all have very similar characteristics. Okay, so what happens is that since the light ship at some point in time created the physical body, that's where the blueprints are for the body. Now the emotional body was not created by the light ship; it was created by the earth energy, the earth spirit. This may also kind of go into Michael's situation about the emotions a little bit here. So since the Earth created emotions, it wanted to experience the way life is, we'll say, on the surface here by mirroring our emotions back to it. So that's kind of how the emotional body got started. The emotional body was actually here to sample more love energy. So you're always in a state of love, and you could experience more love. And that would be the emotion of the planet, love energy. Well, from that time, whenever that was, to now, it's the emotional body is used now by us as a way to sample energies, and basically so we can see if a room is safe, So it's like a self-defense mechanism. So we use that to sample other people. Are they going to hurt us or not? Women do this a lot. When they go into rooms or in situations, they put out feelers, and they read the emotional energy in a room, and they know if it's going to be safe or not. Men don't always do that. Just women do, because they're a little more in touch with the emotional side, okay? But basically, since the light shift did not create the emotions, it wasn't the creator of this, and the earth spirit did create the emotions, the light shift does not work with your emotional body. That's supposed to be done down here. So what I can do down here is work with your spirit and use the light shift technology down here. And I'm sure that the earth spirit is also using this energy too and working with you to clear your emotional body. Because remember, it has to be cleared too before it goes through the ascension process. That's why a week before last Thanksgiving, the Creation Light Ship created a special light ship just for the earth healing. And this is ongoing now, and it's working with the densities here that has been collected and recorded by the earth spirit of different traumas. So it's working with these traumas now. So that's hopefully I answered the question for Tammy. So does the light ship work with emotions? Down here, through the earth spirit and myself, yeah. Up on the light ship, normally not. I'd say 99% of the time it doesn't, because they didn't create it. They have to know the blueprint to have that done. The blueprint is on the earth, and it doesn't go to the light ship. So hopefully that answered the question here. There's another question here. What's doing the creating on the light ship? We'll get into question and answers here. Initially, there was one energy, and the energy in the light decided to see itself, so it divided itself in half, a twin flame energy, and that energy then wanted to create. So then it divided itself into 12 separate energies, all equal to the same in intensity. And each one had its own little attribute of what it wanted to do, and they could actually rejoin and become one again, but they decided to be separate. And so they are in oneness with themselves, and their totality of who they are would be the original source energy. And then they needed a place to do their manifestations on, so they created the Creation Light Ship. And that's where you go to during my sessions. This is doing the work. And so this is the, I use the word like the manufacturing plant for the universe. This is where everything is that was created in the light is there. And they know all about all of their creations because they created it. And so when other things create things in the light, then they may not have that blueprint to that, although they could possibly get it. But like the emotional body is here on the earth. If they needed to have it, that they can get it and access it. That's how they clear you with the emotional clearings. So they're borrowing that from probably the earth spirit to help you and your body get healed. So I guess that probably answered that question. So who's doing the creation? What they do is on the light ship, these 12 energies, which is basically 24, because each one needs a reflection, so they divide it in half again. So these 24 energies created special beings to do creations. So right now, when you go up to the light ship, we have different types of beings that we work with physically, and these are created just to do healings on us. And after this ascension process, they will leave the light ship and go on just as you have done, and go out to the universe and explore it. Although they're in training, we'll say now, to help everyone for the healing process for the ascension across the universe. So I hope that kind of answered your question. And so they were created to do healings for the ascension process. And I'll see what else is on here. You have any thing you can add, Sylvia?
Well, we have a question earlier from Nancy Sue that we weren't able to address yet.
Okay, let's get that one.
But it's a good one. I think that was when you were doing, the entity clearing and then putting our spirit in our bodies and then in and out through the feet. In that section, she was asking, can we do this on our own?
Yeah, you could try that. I don't see why not. You have to just command your spirit to do that. most people are not in touch with their own spirit, so they don't know what to do, okay? So just go into your heart center and then ask your spirit to come into your feet to heal your lower extremities like we did here. So you could do the same procedure. I don't see why you could not do that, okay?
You know, we
any other thing on there here?
We have a question from Tammy.
Okay, go ahead, Sylvia.
Tammy is asking, are there more than one creation light ship?
No, there's only one creation light ship. There are other ships that are from the Galactic Federation that also, like I said earlier, they do healings, yes. So you want to make sure that you, you know, have the proper one that you go up on if you choose to do that. Remember, the darkness mimics the light, so you want to be very, very careful. That's why I said in the last program that if a UFO landed outside my doorway, I'd be the last one on it. I'd be going in the other direction because they mimic the light. So you want to definitely be careful with asking for, you know, maybe to view a UFO or to see one or to go up on one because you don't know what you're getting into. So I'd be very careful. When they do finally come here in the light, then you have nothing to worry about. Then they're all going to be light if they choose to come here before the ascension process. And then, you know, it'll be a wonderful time here. But until that time, like I said before, there's abductions daily with people, and people have problems, and I won't go into that too much, but it is a very negative experience. And you don't have any free will because, remember, these beings do not obey spiritual law. These are soulless beings that have come into our realm of experience here, and they should not even be here. This plane was not created to have an invasion of other extraterrestrial life forms with higher technologies to prey on us. And that's the reason why the Galactic Federation was created, to safeguard everybody down here on planet Earth from these other beings that have been maybe here longer than we have or have more experience, more technical abilities, etc. And they're just not protecting us because they're not in the light. They went up one point, so we're 36% light, which is wonderful, and now we're 64% darkness. This is the Federation's energies. So when they do finally come into 100% light, then we won't have anything to worry about, and they will be in that light after the ascension process.
That will
be
wonderful.
See. Anything else on questions there?
Yeah, we have a good question from Nancy Sue. She says, Ron, when you do the emotional clearing for this lifetime, that takes care of all the traumas that you had in this lifetime, abuse, rape, etc.?
Oh, yes. All those, yes. Anything that is a negative traumatic experience, it is put back into a zero charge. And so what happens is you can see the scenario, and you won't be tied into it emotionally to react, respond to it. So it's like it happened to someone else, and the experience that you're actually viewing won't have any effect on you. So, yes, it will get rid of, you know, the very, very negative situations that people have. And I will comment one step further. These negative situations, you know, with the New Age thinking, they say your thoughts control your reality. Well, that really isn't true. On the light ship, that is 100% correct. It's a spiritual truth, but we don't have spiritual truth down here. Only because, you know, the Federation is not in spiritual truth. So at best now, we'd probably have 35, 36% spiritual truth. And we're not at a high enough state now to do that. And you're not in your body enough to do that. So you have to be in your body, number one, 100% to work with spiritual laws, to have it manifest the way you want it to. And you have to get rid of entities, number two. And you know, at that point, until you do that, these laws won't work. That's why most of the books that people purchase, and most people have, you know, a room full of spiritual books, and they don't always give them the results that the book claims that it can give you. And the truths sound proper to you, but they don't always work because of these facts. Just the negativity is just too strong here. So as far as, you know, abuse issues, et cetera, yes, it does take those charges off that. The creation light ship will never take away your experience that you've had drawn into your life, okay? So you're going to be able to see the experience, but you won't have the emotional baggage attached to that. And it's a one-time clearing, and it works instantly. So kind of, getting back to what I was saying, you see, what you are, since your body's made up of thought, the thoughts that it's made up of are the judgments of all your ancestors. So we're a walking belief system of all of their thoughts. And so each time a body is born, that body now has to release from it the most negative thoughts that that's created inside of it, so it won't die from those thoughts. So it keeps recycling and bringing up issues to us throughout our lifetime so that we can heal them. And this is why people keep experiencing things over and over again, because the body will naturally, you know, terminate itself to get well, because it's that dedicated to life. But it has to get your attention first of all. So whatever has happened to you, and since we have the word up here on the fast chat, is abuse, rape, etc. So we'll just talk about rape. Typically, if you went to somebody in New Age metaphysics and you said, yeah, I was raped at the age of 15, well, what would they tell you? Well, they're taught and programmed. Oh, well, your thoughts created that reality. So you were thinking about being raped and you draw it right to yourself. Well, that's a pretty awful way to tell somebody that experience, because they're not aware enough spiritually to know what really happened to that person. But that concept is a very easy one to bring up out of the box. What really happened was your body probably had issues of rape throughout all of its lifetimes, its genetic past, okay? And in this lifetime, it probably wanted to heal part of that. But the real sad part for me is when children have that abuse and you're not conscious enough to experience that. And that's more of the dark side coming into you to have that situation anyway, because the dark side initially caused that. Remember, the light only creates love. Anything that's not of love is not of light, and that's the dark side. So you can thank our Galactic Federation for not protecting us, and that shouldn't even be in it, down here for that type of an experience. So I'm just, you know, that saddens me a lot about young people who've had that, and their whole life is screwed up, you know, because of one situation. So anyway, we'll kind of go on from that here. What's the next question, Tammy?
Well, we've got
from Tammy. I see one up there, Sylvia.
Yep, and we've got a question from Jim on the subject that you're talking about right now. How can we get rid of the ancestors? Well, that's what you were talking about with the emotional clearing, right?
Yeah, the emotional clearing is the first one that you want to do. That takes care of this lifetime's problem that your body has dealt with up to now. Remember, your body will still keep bringing things up out of it, okay? So let's say that you're 50 years of age. That would cost $250. And so from your conception to the age of 50, this is what we clear away. We clear away from this present moment back to your birthday of 50, and we go back from there to your creation. And so all those issues that came up are released from you. Now, naturally, since your body is not a light body, it still has more judgment in it. Remember that the density carries that. So then I do a sensory clearing. The sensory clearing then is when you first incarnated here. So that's when your spirit first incarnated here. And then your spirit also heals your genetics at that point. So you get two healings in one. And then I have had people who needed to have, whose spirit was traumatized before it even came here, and your spirit was wounded, and it came into the planet Earth here with problems. So I do a clearing for that. And that clearing is very, very special. And we go back to your initial creation of source energy. And we clean your spirit up and clear it of all the densities that it has in it up to this point in time also. So there's a lot to it. You know, it's kind of mind-boggling. But it does work. The light ship can do it, and this is what they're here to do, is to help people.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Tammy? I mean, Sylvia? I'm reading Tammy in front of me here. So hi, Tammy.
Let's see, Tammy has a few questions here. Oh. She's asking if first contact will happen before the Galactic Federation goes 100% into the light.
Well, I would hope that that would be the case. So we have a race here. So we have when the ascension is going to happen, okay, when the light ship, the creation light ship, decides to activate completely the universal shift, and it's working on it every day. So it is shifting, and the whole universe will shift at the same time. So let's just say that it is going to happen in 2012. They don't tell me when it's going to happen. But we'll just say 2012 is the buzzword now, buzz time. So they say, I don't know, what is it, December 11th, I think. But we'll just say that it's in December of 2012. So the Lightship, I mean, the Galactic Federation could get rid of all of the negativity that they have, all of their the negative ETs that come in here. They could say, no, just stop. You guys can't come in here any longer. We're now going to hold light energy here, and you just can't come in. At that point, what would happen would be the Lightship would align with them, which they are doing now with the ones that are in the light, and the Lightship actually goes out and battles the darkness, and it hunts them down, and it gives them the opportunity to have a spirit, a soul in their body. I use both words for people who only use the word soul. I use the word spirit normally. And so what it is, these soulless beings or spiritless beings have the choice of coming into the light. And they have that opportunity. Because remember, they came into the realm of the light for some reason. And if they came in to be in the light, then they have this opportunity to be in the light. If they came in to actually cause havoc and to be like cancer, to try to take over the light, the light terminates them. So they do have a choice. And the grace energy is there to help them do this here, and they become light beings like yourself. And, you know, they have their own particular way of incarnating at that point with their own life form. So they don't lose their life form. They just have this life form that comes into the light. And so if for some reason that the Galactic Federation came into the light, then they would actually do battles, we'll say, spiritual warfare, if you wish to use that terminology, with the Lightship, and get rid of everything that is here and elsewhere. And then at that point, remember that the Federation also is responsible for other planets too, not just our own, but keeping it simple, we'll just talk about us here. So at that point, the darkness would leave here, and then if they did it tomorrow, this place could be heaven on earth. We could have the wonderful first contact with all these beautiful beings coming down here, these other races of extraterrestrials with their high technology, and they could teach us things, and we could have a wonderful time before the astral universal shift. So we'll just say that we have 5 years of heaven on earth here before the shift happens. But it's their choice, just like it's your choice if you choose to ascend, you see, if you choose to have this. If not, what's going to happen with the Federation and everything created in the light is that as the universe is dematerialized instantly, everything will be put back into spiritual order, and then you're going to be able to reincarnate where you choose to go to for your next walk of life, we'll say, for your next experience. So this is kind of what's happening here, is that we're just kind of waiting and hope, you know, everybody knows that this place is not a great place to live. There is a lot of beauty here, but the side effects is not that good. And what's happening to humanity here. So basically, you know, when that happens, everything will change. The earth spirit will be renewed again. It's going to another dimension where a new earth is actually created now, which it created itself on the creation light ship. And then this blueprint of this earth now will actually be reformed again in perfection, and another spirit, we'll say a walking spirit, will come into it. And remember, the blueprint that's here can be taken elsewhere too, so it could go to a different dimension also, and also be duplicated. Everything on the light ship where the blueprints are, the spiritual blueprints, can be used by any being on the light ship if they wish to create something. So what happened here is that the planet spirit was created to create a planet, and this is how the planet got created, to use the technology from the light ship to do this. So I hope that kind of happened or answered most of your questions here. Anything else on there, Sylvia, that we need to address?
Well, I believe we are just at the end of our normal hour, and so we should probably mention that for all of those that are listening, that are interested, Ron is going to do another show tonight, starting in a couple of minutes and going for an hour, and he's going to be doing some wonderful energy healings by bringing in various divine energies and also a light ship healing, so we invite you to stay tuned with him for that. I'll be signing off in a minute, so I want to thank everyone for writing in with their wonderful questions and also the callers that called in. And wanted to say love and light to all of you. Hope you really had a wonderful experience with the new healing that was brought out this evening. And I look forward to being with you again Friday night. And I wanted to remind you that we're switching times this Friday. Instead of 9:30, we're moving to the 8 o'clock hour.
I think it's 9 now, Sylvia.
Oh, it's going to be 9?
It's going to be 9, yes.
Okay, so we will see you 9 o'clock on Friday. And I'll see you then. And Ron, have a wonderful show in the next hour.
Okay, so we're going to bring in the energy now of St. Germain. So this show is normally Troika's show, but she, like I said before, is on vacation over in Europe. So she'll be back, I believe, in a couple of weeks. And we're going to bring in the energy of St. Germain right now. So just sit back and relax. He's going to come into your living room. This is his first cause energy from the creation light ship. And he also has a bottom flame energy. We have something on the fast chat here about what it is. And so somehow he uses that light ray frequency. And a lot of people like using that themselves for healing and maybe protection. So here we go. Here comes St. Germain. And he may even appear to you in your living room. It's possible. What I perceive happens is that he will come in through your ceiling, and this is true with all the energies I'll bring in tonight. They'll come in through your ceiling, kind of like a fog energy. You may not see it though, but it'll come in and move around your room, and then it will start to, in a sense, permeate into your body, so you can have this wonderful energy. You can ask for guidance and healing. So here comes St. Germain, and he's from the light ship. I work with him all the time. In the physical form up there that he has, and also he's helping me doing these divine energies that I bring in. So he's responsible for this. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, and the gentleman asked me before earlier on the show about counting backwards from 10 to 1 or something. Well, you have to command the energy a certain way to have it come in. And so for the healing, this is the way the light ship is working with me. So here he comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And I could count down from, say, 50 down to 1, but stronger to me works a little better. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we're going to put some music on here, and you can enjoy St. Germain for a few minutes here. And we're asking Saint Germain for guidance and healing now. Okay, so what we're going to do next here is do some energy work. So we're going to, as we have done before in the past, we're going to do that little drop of energy from your spirit. And we're going to come into your heart center with your consciousness and just sit back and relax. I count down from 10 to 1. So we're going to drop your awakening consciousness and merge that into your heart center. I'm going to put your mind into your heart. So here we go. Nothing for you to do. The light shift's going to do this for you. So you can visualize, if you like, an elevator going down from the 10th floor down to the first. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should feel a little more centered in your heart. We'll do it two more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we're going to do some entity clearing again here. Tammy's requesting that on the fast chat, so we'll just take away some of the entity that you may have in your body. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on that kind of got attracted to you. And you want to get these released out of your consciousness here, out of your body. Entities can cause physical pain, and they can also take away your energy of healing from your spirit. And they need your spirit energy to live. So here we go. We're releasing them right now. During this process, you may feel actually things leave your body. You might feel some tingles happening. And we're getting away much of these as we can at this time. Okay, now we're going to bring back more of your spirit fragments. This might be called soul retrieval in most of the new way of thinking here. So we're bringing back your spirit to you. The light shift is collecting your little fragments out there. Remember, you lose your fragments every moment as you get angry, upset. If you take any kind of drugs or whatever that alter your mind, then your spirit leaves you also. And we're just collecting them back now, and then we're healing them so that they'll come back to you in wholeness. You don't want a wounded spirit coming to you. You don't want to recycle that old energy because they can't heal you when they're wounded. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10. As you come back into your body more, your spirit will come in either through your crown or your heart center. It knows how to do this here, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that's great. Okay, do some more entity clearing. And you should start feeling a little heavier in your body. And this is what happens when you become more present in your body. You should have a little clearer thoughts probably. You might be able to see colors a little bit better. So here we go. And get rid of some more entities. Collecting more of your spirit fragments right now. Okay. And here we go. You're going to come back into your body more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're in your body more. To another entity clearing here. There we go. And if your body's tingling, then that means that you're having a healing. Your spirit is finally able to come to different parts of your body where it hasn't been before because entities were there. And now you're having this divine energy coming to you to heal your body. So here's some more of you coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And as I read the people in the audience here, the lowest is about 35% of their body. The highest is about 85%. And one way to tell if you're in your body or not is to look in a mirror to see how your eyes look. If they're kind of dull looking, you're not in your body enough. If they emit a lot of light, they are transparent, we'll say, and they're very beamy, very bright, then that means that you're in your body at a real high percentage. Okay. Do this one more time for you. So we're just clearing entities again, and here's more of you coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And we'll do a healing, which is brand new to the light shift. At least down here, it's new for me. And this is a way to take your ego, a part of you, your shadow side, we'll call that, and we're going to drop that into your heart center. And this is so you can have your ego merge with your heart center, with your spirit, to help you on your spiritual walk here. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time to your last birthday. And if you're new to the show here, well, we're going to work with the chakras. This is only about 1% of what's really happening, but they have to use something to communicate how the healings work here. And so people know about chakras, so they happen to pick that. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back for one full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. You should start to feel your energy of your ego going into your heart center. One more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. So I'll just let you sit with this energy here. I'll put some more music on and be back in a few minutes here. And again, you're in your heart center with your spirit, so request some healings. And get some guidance, too. Your spirit knows everything that you need to know. Just breathe into your heart now you're probably going to feel maybe that your internal body cavity is getting kind of empty, like a towel, and this is this beautiful love energy coming into you. Okay, and like I said in other shows, your spirit is the only thing that's ever going to heal you. So you want to have your spirit, you know, fully into your body, because that's what the divine works through is your spirit. It needs that conduit from your spirit to help in your healing process. So you should feel pretty relaxed right now. For myself, you know, I feel that I'm very open. Let me see what we have on Fast Chat here. Requesting healing. So yeah, healings that you have that you're requesting, just go to your spirit, because your spirit can help you with this healing process. We're going to energize the light being here on the screen again here. So if you wish to go to my site on Don's radio program, you want to click on Creation Lightship Healing. You may be on Troika's after me, so go to mine. And once you click on it, then scroll down, and you're going to see this beautiful light being in front of you here, underneath the little blinking flower. And when you do get it up on your screen here, oh yeah, she's fully activated. So we'll put some more energy into her. She does look alive to me as I look at her, so she's a living photograph. And this light being was drawn by the one of the people that was on one of my conference call sessions. And she was an artist, and she's a seer, and she you know, drew her real time as she saw her, as she was standing there for her to draw her picture. So here we go. We're going to energize her. So she's already energized on the photo, but we're going to add some more energy to her. And you may find her rays around her forehead changing, these light rays that she's emitting. She looks very, very beautiful. And you may see her face become a little more three-dimensional. And her eyes have just a lot of white light shining out of them. And you can request healing from her if you wish. She's one of the light being doctors on the Creation Lightship. There we go. How beautiful. So she'll be activated for a half an hour after this show here. So you can request healing from her also. But I would still recommend, you know, looking at yourself and try to, you know, maybe analyze, you know, what caused your problems if you have a healing or a problem that you need to have healed. Because the emotions are what causes these problems. This is why I do the emotional clearing for people. So I'm going to do a sampling of that for everyone. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. This is your emotional healing here. So again, we use the chakras just to have a number to use here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared. So if you're a newcomer to this here, just sit back now and relax and look at something that you had to deal with in the last maybe 3 years in your life that caused you emotional trauma. And this emotional trauma, you know, naturally is stored in your body. and it should be released from you now. So as you look at the situation that caused you anxiety, anger, fear, etc., you should feel pretty balanced with it and not really feeling any type of emotional sting to it. So just close your eyes now and just take a little look. And you may find that it's actually gone. A lot of people who I work with, they say, yeah, it's gone. You know, they're really shocked because they've been dealing with something for maybe the last, 10 years or more. In this case here, we just went back a few years as a sampling. And this is about a 90% clearing. The clearings take about an hour to do. I charge $5 for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. And after the hour session, you're a new person again. You're reborn again of the spirit. This clears your emotional body, it clears your physical body, and it clears your spirit body of trauma. So right away you have a lot of healing that you can have because these energies are cleared away from you. Remember, your body will keep recycling the past. So we're going to bring in another energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. And so here he comes, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax. And we'll just put some music on here and allow you to communicate with Archangel Michael, and also, request healing and guidance if you like. Energies will normally connect with you in your heart center. This is where you want to be to actually feel these energies here. Okay, so I hope that was a wonderful experience for you. And for myself, I feel very peaceful right now. So we're going to bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. Again, this is her first cause energy from the creation light ship. A very high frequency, all these energies are. So again, just sit back and relax. And they'll come in through your heart center. And so here she comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. And she may bring in a fragrance of flowers or roses into your room too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and ask Mother Mary for healing and also spiritual guidance. Thank you. Okay, next we'll bring in another divine energy, and we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And so here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, go into your heart center and just request healings and spiritual guidance from Jesus. Okay, and so now we're going to do one other healing here, and this healing, we're going to be doing a mental healing on everybody. So the mental healing is the same process as the emotional healing, so again, just sit back and relax. So we're going from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, if you just look upon some issues that you may have had, you may feel those being released from you also. That was maybe a mental issue. And also, you may be able to think a little quicker, a little faster. So just kind of see how your brain is working. Normally you have a lot more mental clarity, and this can take away some of your mental stress. So we're going to go up on the light ship right now. This will not work on the archives, only because I don't want anybody going up to the light ship, because they can't go there without myself helping them go up, okay? And I don't want anybody to be abducted by these negative extraterrestrial beings that are out there in 3D abducting people. So I have to put that information out for everyone. So the only way you can go up to the light ship is through myself helping you go up. I have the frequencies to do this here. I'm a light doctor on the light ship, and I'm down here to help people. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets that you'd like to bring along with, this will be about a 10-minute session here. And you can think of them now in your consciousness. And you're going to be on the light ship in your physical form. This is not a meditation. I'll narrate to you. It's what I see happening with us on the light ship. So we're ready to go up. And we're going up right now. And we're there. And for the new people that are online, you can notice that you're still actually here. You're hearing my voice. You might feel different vibrations working around you. Right now you're having a body scan and your animals and pets are now leaving you. And they're going to a special animal healing ship. And we're going into another room where they find out what type of being you are. There's many light beings on this ship, and they're here to go out throughout creation to help everyone for the ascension process, all sentient beings. So we're just one of these particular races that they're helping. So they have to find out about us, find out what our physical conditions are. They're checking our DNA. And they're also just monitoring us. And now we're going into the orientation room where we're talking with the doctor teams. Each team of doctors are normally comprised of three male light beings. They'll take on their physical form of where they're going to in their next incarnation. And so remember, all dimensions are conscious. And so, and there's all physicality in all dimensions. So you may see some beings up there if you're a seer that look like the ones that we have down here. There's the whales and dolphins. There's minerals, you know, spirits. There, you know, crystals. There's butterflies that heal. There's flowers that heal. There's beings that like us that heal. So there's many different energies up there that do healing work on us. So right now we're going into the procedure rooms. And we're in more than one place at one time because, remember, we're out of time. We're in their time. The way we're taken up is that we're taken up when we're not here. And you may ask, when you know, aren't I here? Well, you're being turned off and on continuously because you're a vibration. Just like your computer monitor is being turned off and on now. But you don't notice that. It looks like it's perfectly fine. You know, like it's definitely solid, but it's not. It's being turned off and on continuously, just like your body is. And so we're going into the first room here. We're going to go into the room where the light beings are. These are the water light beings. It's a large swimming pool. The water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now are these light being dolphins. There's three of them. So the dolphins are coming to you now. And again, just kind of request your healings. Remember, you have to ask for healings. Do that inside of your head. You've also asked upon the light ship, because you remember you're there physically. But do ask also inside of your head right now. And so we're in this room. We'll be in this room for probably about 3 minutes here. So just request your healings. And we'll see you back in about 3 minutes here. Creation light ship doesn't matter what you believe as far as religion or if you're religious or not. It makes no difference because they created you. Like maybe your right hand out in front of you, and you're on the light ship also, and you will feel the presence of the dolphins about 1 foot away from your body with your hand. And if you move your hand out, you're going to notice that your hand will probably stop about 1 foot from your body. You can move it from left to right, and you can actually feel, if you're really in tune with energy, you can actually feel the skin of the dolphin. Okay, that was just a wonderful session for myself here. So we're going to go to another location on the light ship, and this is where they're going to help you release physical body pain out of your body. And so again, just request your healings, and we'll be in this room for a couple of minutes also. we're going to go into one other room on the lightship. We're going to go into their beautiful amethyst healing room. This is like going into a large crystal geode. And again, it's very, very beautiful. And again, request your healings. And we'll bring in the crystal energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And like I said, request your healings. And you want to stay heart-centered, and you want to be in your body for these healings to occur. Because your spirit has to be the conduit for healing. Okay, and we'll go on to one other room here on the lightship. And this room is where they're going to be working with your internal organs. It's a very specialized room. They put in special light frequencies into each body organ for you, and it will help to rejuvenate, reactivate your body organs. They have your spiritual blueprint of each one of these organs for you, so they're going to put them back into wholeness. So again, these healings are strictly based on how much emotional charge you have in your body. And if you don't have any charge on a particular area density that you're holding, then the healings will work 100%. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. And like I said before in the past, there's nothing for you to do. You just need to show up, and these light beings are healing you. And hopefully you don't have any emotional densities down here to prevent the healing from working. Okay. So it's getting time to come back. So we're now going into the orientation room, and we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And we're getting our animals and our pets right now, if we brought any up. And we're coming back down. And we have a special cocoon of conscious healing energy around us right now, which we can utilize for the next 5 days for additional healing. And they're putting this beautiful frequency of energy around us, this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're getting ready to come back right now. And now we're coming down. And now we're here. So I thank all of you for being with us tonight. And we thank Troika St. Germain for allowing me to come on to her show. She'll be back, I believe, in 3 weeks. But she's also doing a show, I believe, live. Just check with each show that she has. I know she'll be doing one, I believe, from Europe. So check on next week to see how she's doing and if she's on or not. So I appreciate her having me on. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And good night. And you can check on my website there on the BBS radio for information. So have a wonderful evening, and this light being will be activated for the next half an hour, so you can request different healings from her also. So have a wonderful evening, and goodbye.